I gala yom tshuva yeyelachem. Uchvari kvaru dine mitzvah zo b'masechet Rosh Hashanah v'en hanashim chayav
ha'kva. Okay. So David, take us through it.
So the mitzvah is to that the main mitzvah is to listen to the shofar because it says yom tshuva, and
same makor as we saw in the Mishnah Torah. Yes.
No,
yes, yom tshuva yelachem. Same makor as the Mishnah Torah, but that is not just, that is not the end of the story. Okay, so let's go back. Let's read the words again. So it is the same makor, Yom Tshuva Yelachem, Pasuk and Sefer Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas. One more time.
Want me to read 11 again?
Yeah, just the whole thing. Every word.
Okay,
so it's still the mitzvah of Shmia. That's consistent. The Rambam has identified the nature of the mitzvah. Now, Kol Shofar is interesting. Why in particular the Kol Shofar? What did the Rambam highlight in the Mishnah Torah that you don't see here? Rami?
It says Tshuva Asa Shofar.
Outstanding. So in the Sefer HaMitzvos, we don't have the Truas HaShofar, we just have the Kol Shofar. Very well done, Rami. Okay. Okay, so what is he implying at the end? In Hanashim Chayavos Ba?
It's a mitzvah Asei Shazman Grama.
Right. Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, and women are not obliged to perform Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, even though halachically speaking, it happens to be that Shmiah Sashofar is kind of unique amongst Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, in the sense that it's been the minhag of Klal Yisrael, women have basically accepted upon themselves as a chova, so halachal maisa, even though this year might end up being a little bit different, because Milsa de lo shchicha lo shaycha min haga, the Magen Avram writes. But basically, we try very, very hard. We make incredible efforts. So women, always have, even women who never went to shul. Grandfather Zechon of the Baruch, we'll talk about his mother, my great-grandmother, Shana Tzirel, who was murdered in the Holocaust, going to shul twice a year, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, to hear the shofar, because that was the minig in Lita. Women would go hear the shofar in shul. But again, even women who can't make it to shul, so we make very, very extensive efforts that they should be able to hear the shofar, even though they're not technically chayavos, they're not mechuyavos, because of the mitzvah saseh, shahazman grama. Okay, so all that is true. But perhaps the most important point in the Rambam has not yet been identified. Ilan?
In Mishnah Torah, he says Rosh Hashanah, but in Sefer Mitzvot, he just calls it out by the date.
Right. So what do you think about that? Be'echad b'tishrei. Be'echad b'tishrei. It's really interesting. It sort of fits in with some of the things we've been discussing, right? Eitan, how do you interpret that?
It's very similar to the Ramban. It's just like a Rosh Chodesh.
It's the Echad of Tishrei, setting up the notion of the month of Tishrei. So it happens to be Be'echad B'Tishrei. So on the first day of this very significant month, so you're supposed to hear the shofar. Okay? But it's not somehow the identity of the holiday itself, as Rosh Hashanah, it is not featured here in the Rambam. Okay? Excellent. Excellent. So it's a mitzvah Shmias HaShofar, it's Echad B'Tishrei, it's not Rosh Hashanah. We're not emphasizing the role of Trua right now, just Lishmoa, Kol Shofar. David, let's take a look, keep on going. Establish the contrast, then I see Levi. So let's establish the contrast to Yovel, and then we'll analyze.
He should see Vanu with Koabe Shofar, but Sarah, Mitishrei. Mishana zo likra dror lavadim vilatzei kol eved ivri lachayrut biyom hasiri mitishrei. V'homer yitala v'havar t'shofar t'rua v'gomer v'amar ukratem dror. V'ine hitbair sheshava hayovel l'rosh Hashana litkiot ulivrachot. V'far hitbaru mishpatei tikiot shofar sh'rosh Hashana b'masechet Rosh Hashana. V'yadu hatkia hahi biyovel amnam l'farsim hacherut v'shehu min hachraza. Who are who pretend to roar barrets, a whole yoshra, but Eretz Hanis Keret, Vain Anina Anina Kinyan, Tikiat Rosh Hashanah, Kihizi Karon of Neashem, Vizahu Lahotzi, et Havadim.
You know, sometimes the Rambam does the lumdis for us. You feel a little bit pampered. So David, let's break it down, word by word.
So he derives the mitzvah of tikiat shofar from dror avadim of Yovel.
Okay, so let's stop right there. So that's a huge, huge point of contrast, right? I know you know what I'm saying. Do you want to just articulate it? But is the mitzvah the same?
No, he says that towards the end that they're like different natures.
So right, it's completely different nature. But even before we get there, even before we get deeper. But Rami, what's the
mitzvah tikiya versus the mitzvah shmiya? Yeah.
It's a completely different imperative. Shmiya hashofar be'echad b'tishrei. Okay, so David, let's read those words again. Now, Basari Mitishrei is interesting. Because what's that highlighting? The Rambam is also setting up, at the same time as you have this contrast between the Shmi and the Tzkiya, there's Echad Mitishrei, and then there's Asara Mitishrei. So the Rambam is straddling the fence. He's balancing it very carefully. He's keeping it within the same Tishrei rubric, Melamed Shekoltruo Shalchodesh Hashavi'i B'Shaveh, at the same time beginning to develop the nuances of the difference. Sometimes not just nuances, but even fundamental differences. Shmiya versus Tkiya. Okay, go ahead, David. Again, Asiri Mitishrei.
V'hu amru yudala v'avarta shofar t'rua v'gomer v'amar ukratem d'ror. V'hine hitbar sheshava hayovel l'rosh Hashanah litkiot ulivrachot.
So, he's boyer, the Divrei Chazal, that for purposes of the brachos, the malchios, the chronos, and the shofros, and for purposes of, let's say, the shofar, pshutal v'nab, pshutal achareha, shalosh, all of these things, for all of these purposes, there's a shivyon, there's an equivalency that's derived of it being mechodesh ha-shivi. Okay? Despite the fact that the Rambam is in the process of elaborating these critical differences, the Tkiya versus the Shmiya difference. Okay, let's go a little bit further, David.
Ufar hitbaru mishpatei tikiyo shofar shorosh Hashanah b'masechet Rosh Hashanah v'yadua ki hatkiya hahi b'yovel amnam lefarsim hacherut v'shehu min hachraza v'hu amru ukratim d'ror baretz achol yeshveha b'eretz hanis keret v'en anina k'inyan tikiyat Rosh Hashanah.
So the Rambam feels obligated to articulate that despite the fact that we have this overriding Gezeira Shava, Shofar, Pshutalafaneh, Pshutalafaraha, Shalosh, and it even impacts not just the shofar, but what does it also impact? And this is going to be a critical point for us. We just saw it. Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah Litzkiya Ule. The brachos. Let's not forget where we started with Inyanei Tfila and the relationship between shofar and Tfila. The Magen Avraham and the Be'er Halacha. All of that is true. And yet the Rambam says, make no mistake, these are two very different mitzvahs. Maisa Tkiya versus a mitzvah Shmiya. And the Maisa Tkiya is a Maisa Tkiya because it's a hachraza. Of course the mitzvah is Tkiya, because you're making a powerful declaration that says, Shiluach Chavadim, Dror, Hachazaras Hakarkos, V'shavtem Yishal Achuzaso, V'yishal Mishpachto Tashuvu. Ma She'ein Kein Rosh Hashanah. How does the Rambam define what is the essential quality of the mitzvah?
Zikaron
Lifnei Hashem. It's not a bold, transformative declaration. It's not a hachraza. It's not a tkiya. It's a shmias kol shofar. And in our hearing that sound, hoping that Hashem will hear as well. Ilan, go ahead.
The Gemara and Rosh Hashanah seem to think that the Asara B'Tishrei words were like extra, not the Yom HaKippurim words. So how can Rambam paskin both of them, that both it's Asara B'Tishrei and also then drag out all the halachos?
So I think it has to do with, if you look at the structure of the Sefer HaMitzvos, I think the Rambam is trying to explain or develop this notion of the Chodesh Shel Tishrei, where he's picking out those words. But you're right. You know, you could say, I guess I wouldn't say the idea of him paskining, you know, which one is extra. But I think he's just trying to highlight the continuity here. Echad v'Tishrei, Asara v'Tishrei, to set up the notion of how the Gezeirah Shava operates. Levi, you were there before.
I think my question disappeared.
Okay. Just like the Yovel itself. So, what we have here is just a completely fascinating... It's hard to think of a direct analogy. We have an overpowering Gezeirah Shava that exports a whole range of halachos. Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah Tkiya Lebrachos. And yet, the two mitzvahs are so fundamentally different. Tkiya versus Shmiya. Hachraza Shiluach Avadim versus Zechira Lifnei Hashem. And so, Yehuda, you feel that tension. If they're really so different, im kvar, that we're dealing with two completely different mitzvos, how could you possibly have a Gezeirah Shava that drives them closer and closer together? And mind you, Yehuda, it's not as if the Rambam, right, is being shy about articulating the differences. Ein inyana. Lest you be confused by this idea of the Gezeirah Shava, of Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah Letzkiya Lebrachos, don't be confused. Or as the Rav used to like to say in the Yiddish Yurim, Hadnit kein falsha maskanos. Do not draw erroneous and premature conclusions. Don't think that what we do every 50 years on Yom Kippur is basically blow the shofar like we do on Rosh Hashanah. We don't. The Pasuk already said what it's there for. Shiluach Avadim, Hachzaras Karkaos, Ein Inyana. Ki Kishofar be Rosh Hashanah. So how could both of those things be true? How could he have Gzeirah Shava that puts them so close together? And then the Rambam telling us, but the mitzvahs have very little to do with each other. This is what Lev refers to as a conundrum. He's nodding. He's owning up to that formulation. Yehuda, go ahead.
I think the Rambam is almost viewing this Gezeirah Shavah as a necessary evil, because without it, we can't define the mitzvah Shofar Rosh Hashanah and how we practice it. So while he's acknowledging that, yes, we do need it somewhat for this Gezeirah Shavah, meaning it's not just to explain how you blow the shofar, it's only a Gezeirah Shavah lamaza. However, when it comes to the fundamentals of the mitzvah, he's saying they're completely unrelated. And that this Gezeirah Shavah is a danger in having it because it's confusing, but yet it's still necessary.
It's a really interesting formulation, right? Because, like, and I understand exactly what you mean. I don't mean to quibble with the actual words, but still, like, a necessary evil. These are all dinim d'oraisa, right? And then there's the Gezeirah Shavah is not like some rabbinic invention. So the question becomes, how and why could the Torah put it that way? It's a strange thing that there should be a necessary evil on the level of Daraisa. When it comes to Din and Darabanan, I agree 1,000% that the rabbis are going to say, we have no choice, our hands are tied, and we have to stop, you know, we have to make siyagim, we have to make a geder, there's always a downside to that, but the greater good. But these are all Dinim Min HaTorah. This is the way the Torah chose to express it. And to your broader point, that is one way of learning it. So Yehuda has set us up with, I think, a very good foil. And let's try to hold on to it and all internalize what Yehuda said. So Yehuda said, basically, here's where I am. Here's where Yehuda is. I basically maintain that these two are radically different mitzvos. Mitzvos tkiah versus shmiah. Mitzvos hachraza versus mitzvos zikaron. I really relate to them separately as two fundamentally different mitzvos, and I perceive of the Gzeirah Shavah as kind of a technical Gzeirah Shavah. As you just said, because we need those halachos. We need to know what to blow, we need to blow the shofar. We need to know what sounds to make, shutu lefanab, shutu lachara. We need to know how many times to do it, shalosh, shalosh. So Yehuda has set us up with a model, and that is a viable model, saying, you know, two very different things. We need it someplace, because the Torah obscured it all. We needed some place to know what in the world is the mitzvah hayom in Rosh Hashanah. This was how we do it, but we shouldn't conceptualize it too much. Okay, I think it's a very, very important gisha to this very, very fundamental dilemma in the sugya. Okay, Rami.
I have two questions.
Please.
So first of all, I understand saying that the reason that the Rambam says Echad b'Tishrei is to show that it's, you know, like the Ramban, under the Ramban's theme, that it's Rosh Chodesh to Yom Kippur, but then why call it Rosh Hashanah in the Mishnah Torah?
That's a very, that's going to be something that we have to appreciate in time. Right now we're just making observations. It's a very, very important point.
Okay. And the second question I have is, if we're going under the premise that the Ramban is correct and saying that Rosh Hashanah is just Stam or Rosh Chodesh, Yom HaKippurim, so then why are we trying to compensate by the Ramban saying Asiri Shel Tishrei if Yom Kippur is like the defining theme of Tishrei?
Well, here in this piece, we have to be careful about mixing and matching the Ramban and the Rambam, but here in this piece, certainly in the Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam is justifying the use of the Gzeirah Shavah by referring to Tishrei. But he's noting, of course, that these are radically different mitzvos. So it's a very different overall approach than the Ramban. When the Ramban said, no, you know, Rosh Hashanah is a dwarfed cousin of Yom Kippur. It simply exists to prepare us, you know, for that process of Yom Kippur. Okay. But you're going to come back to your diuk in the Mishnah Torah in a little bit about the role of Rosh Hashanah and what it's doing there. So Noam Barinholtz, give me your take. Yehuda gave us his take, which we appreciate very much. Yehuda says, look, I think that the Rambam here is dispositive. These are two radically different mitzvos. And the Gzeira Shava, even if it has many, many, many different applications for Shofar, Pshut Levana, Pshut Lachareha, Shalosh Shalosh, and Brachos, Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofros, even if it has four, three being definitely Doraisa, one, try to figure out, that's our next stage, it's really a technical Gzeira Shava, and Yovel and Yom Kippur should be kept apart conceptually from Rosh Hashanah, like the Rambam says here in Kuf Lamed Zayin. Noam, instinctively, what's your take? Are you with Mason? Is it a country club thing? Can't think of anything better. Yehuda, for now, he's with you.
Rabbi, I think we have to bring in a country club strong slogan, like the new road strong.
Let's not insult the people from New Rochelle.
Country club is great on its own. They don't need that.
They don't even have sidewalks in the country club.
Some of us have sidewalks, not all of us.
They have loose trees in the country club. Falling trees. L'hasiram b'cholos. Noam is nodding. He knows what I'm referring to. Anybody want to take up the other side? Ilan, go ahead.
Yovel is like a return to ourselves, slash slaves are getting freed, so they're getting freedom, and they're going to be able to be functioning members of society. People are going back to their ancestral lands. And Rosh Hashanah is also a tshuva, but between us and Hashem, not like a tshuva ben Adam lechavero, sort of like returning to your place in society, but returning to your place in your avodas Hashem. So we have to learn one out from the other.
Okay, so Ilan's making the diametrical opposite argument. I'm very grateful that you were willing to take up the gauntlet. Now we'll have to develop it even further. But the word that Ilan is obviously developing, which I kept on repeating for this purpose, so that somebody would pick up on it, is Vishavtem. Vishavtem ish elachuzaso v'ish al mishpachto tashuvu. The theme of tshuva as it's expressed in Yovel. In other words, what Ilan is saying is that we should appreciate that the Gzeira Shava comes from a very deep synergy between the two themes. But in terms of the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Maisa HaMitzvah is different. You have a Maisa Tzkiah versus a Mitzvah Shmia. You have Achraza versus Zikaron. But we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that the Gzeira Shava comes from a very deep foundation of conceptual overlap and similarity. Okay, so now we have, you know, Manhattan versus the country club. Okay, which is great. We'd probably need somebody from like Englewood or Washington Heights to break the tie right there in the middle. Anybody want to, so you now have, Shnei Ksuvim Haboyin Ke'achan. So the Kasav HaShlishi is going to be Machriya Beinehem. Who's going to be the Kasav HaShlishi? Leave. You've been volunteered. Are you more with the Mason Barinholtz Alliance or?
I think I gotta go with the Mason Barinholtz Alliance.
Okay. By the way, Shimmy is putting in here that he really likes what Ilan said. So that's not quite country club, but at least south of Cedar. So Ilan, you have a foothold here in the, you know, in the hinterlands.
I'm very country club is almost a part of Englewood as opposed to part of Teaneck. You know, it's very close.
We'll give it to you guys.
So I think I
we're prepared. We're prepared to allow that to happen.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of stress on your power company, though. Okay. So we have different views, which is all normal and healthy, as part of this debate. So let's at least get the Ramban onto the ledger for today. So let's establish it. Let's read the Ramban inside, because we've referenced his idea numerous times. So let's at least get his perspective, because he very much takes a stand on this issue of Rosh Hashanah versus Yom Kippur, what's dominant in that relationship. So, David, you had read beautifully for us, so maybe we'll have Reb Aaron. Go ahead. This is the Ramban. You have it in 16. Just the last paragraph. We can come back to the rest of it on Monday. Below Pirei Shakasev Tama Mitzvah Hazos.
Lama Trua, the Lama Nitzarech Zichron Lifnei Hashem Biyom Hazeh Yozer Mishara Yamim.
Right. I'll just pause you here for a second. Right. He's pointing out two things. A Lama Hatrua. Right. In terms of Zichron Trua. And then he breaks it down as Lama Nitzarech Zikaron Lifnei Hashem Biyom Zeh Yoser Mishar Hayamim, right? Because there's nothing that would identify it as significant in the Torah. B'chodesh Hashvi Be'achad L'chodesh sounds like it's a Rosh Chodesh. V'lama Yitzav El Yoso Mikra Chodesh Klal. So the Ramban, and this is why you have to read the Ramban. We've said it so many times. Like so, he hits all three points. What's the Trua? What's the need for Zikaron? And why would it be a Mikra Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh Davka isn't a Mikra Kodesh. There is no Isser Malacha.
Aval Mimne Shahu Shahu Shal Yom Akipurim Barosh Chodesh Nira Shabo Yadin Lefanov Yisparach Kibam Yadin Amim. Rosh Hashanah Yashiv Lekise Shofet Zedek Bachare Kain Basaret Hayamim Yisa Lepesha Avbadav Nirmaz Bekasuf Inyan Kasher Noda Bisrael Mipian Vim Ve'Avos Kedoshim.
Yeah. He says this is a deep tradition that's passed on through our Nevi'im and passed on mimetically, the Avos HaKedoshim. And so the Ramban says, as we noted, Bechadsho shel Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur dominates its month. This is Tosefes Yom HaKippurim on steroids. Birosh Chodesh. That promotes Rosh Chodesh, which is just plain old Rosh Chodesh every other month. That promotes Rosh Chodesh to a Mikra Kodesh. And Kivam Yadin Amim. Right? That there is judgment that takes place, and the trua is to sound the idea that even though there's universal judgment, kol bayolam over the fun of kivnei maron, in the end of the day, right, the trua and the zikaron represent the idea that klal Yisrael have special privileges. What are those special privileges? That over the course of these 10 days, we know that Hashem is going to do what? Levi?
Give us Yisa
Lefesha Avadav. As opposed to, who will not?
Someone
else? In other words, the Goyim are not going to have that. So the universal judgment of Rosh Hashanah, right, for us, we understand in light of Yom Kippur, that's the symbolism of this Zichron Trua, and it's meant to evoke Hashem's sure forgiveness of us, Yisa Lefesha Avadav, and that establishes that day as a Mikra Kodesh, for us, not for anybody else in the world. So the Mikra Kodesh of Rosh Hashanah you know, is really linked to the idea that we're going to have some kind of a special treatment. There's a Yom Tov Shabbat. And the Yom Tov is a celebration of Yisa Lefesha Avadav, as opposed to everybody else, Kiva, Kirkivam, Yadin, Amim. Okay, so it's Bechadsho Shel Yom HaKippurim, it's dominated by Yom HaKippurim, and Yom Kippur is such a powerful day, in terms of Yisa Lefesha Avadav, that it promotes and elevates its own Rosh Chodesh into a Mikra Kodesh. Everybody follow that mechanism? The power of Yom Kippur is to transform the Rosh Chodesh, of its entire month. It transforms the Rosh Chodesh of its entire month to be a Mikra Kodesh. Yovel, Yom Kippur, dominates. It would have otherwise been Rosh Chodesh. It's now a Mikra Kodesh. And the Zichron Teruah relates to the special treatment that we receive as opposed to all of the other nations, Kol Ba'olam Ovrim Lefanav Kifnei Maron, that we will receive in that expiation that will be granted on Yom HaKippurim. So this is a model, a very fascinating model, of the relationship between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, and I put it in that order because Yom Kippur truly dominates Rosh Hashanah. And I shouldn't even say it dominates it. The best way to say it is that it doesn't dominate Rosh Hashanah, but that it actually... Ilan?
It creates
the Mikra Kodesh of Rosh Hashanah. Beautiful. Okay. So let's hold it up there for now. We'll say Shitas Rashi and the Ramban's response to that, Zichron Teruah, and what to do with that. And to continue to evaluate this question going forward, is it, as Yehuda and Noam and Liv think, you know, very technical kind of Gzeira Shava, two very different mitzvos, or is it as Ilan, and Shimi supported this view, as Ilan wants to say that really there's deep conceptual overlap between Rosh Hashanah and the theme of Yovel, v'shavtem yishalach luzaso, v'yishal mishpachtem teshuvu. Very, very fascinating question, a very foundational question in our sugya. Okay.